This is Biz-Bob, as we know him. He's your QuickBooks Certified Pro Advisor, and he always gives us nuggets of wisdom on Thursday morning.
Yeah, we had a few technical issues this morning, so we're doing the different segment this morning.
That's okay. So what's on your mind?
So, you know, there's always this dilemma with every new client that I go see and start working with, and that is the tug of war, really sort of with myself, of how much do I do to get them going versus how much do I train them to do what it is that they need to be doing, whether it's setup, cleanup, or training, or all of the above combined in some way or another. And so what happens is it's always a tug of war, because I can get things set up. Usually the setup stuff is a one-time issue, one-time process and procedure, and then you want to start training. But a lot of times they're anxious to start learning right away, but you're really not ready to show them anything because you've got to get it to a certain point. So there's always this dilemma of, okay, I got to show them stuff, but I'm really not ready to show them anything. And on top of that, you're sometimes the setup stuff takes longer than you think it's going to take, because it always goes fast to me, because, you know, it's
you've been doing it.
You like doing.
Yeah.
Go, yeah. And so anyway, it's always a hard thing to master that delicate balance between getting them going and showing them what to do versus I've got to get this done before I can show them anything. So anyway, I thought it was an interesting topic for discussion I ran into last week, where somebody was complaining that they were saying, well, you haven't done much training yet. Well, because we're getting you still set up. So you have to set the table for the expectations ahead of time. And sometimes I don't do as good a job on that as I should.
So just, I don't know what the answer to that is. Maybe give them a little taste occasionally, but then that slows you down, right?
Correct. And you're anxious to get the stuff done so that you can get to the point to show them something. And then when you run out of time, you haven't really done any training, you have to say, well, I'll have to, you know, show you how to do that the next time. So anyway, it's just kind of an interesting topic. If there's people out there that have that kind of expertise, I'd love to have a lunch with you. That would be kind of fun. Make the talking here a little bit different. So rather than me always telling everybody what the advice is, maybe I need a little advice every once in a while too.
Well, I think you just established something. It's not cookie cutter what you do, right? I mean, that's the point.
It's absolutely not
right?
Cookie cutter. In fact, I have a client. Another brand new client that is moving from one platform to another. They're moving. They decided to move from QBO, the QuickBooks Online, back to the QuickBooks Desktop, and they're using QuickBooks Point of Sale. Well, there's so much that happens there. There's the move back from online to desktop QuickBooks that often introduces issues. There's how dirty is all the data and how messed up is it just on the desktop by itself. And then he wants to hook up the QuickBooks Point of Sale data and sync the data back and forth. And there's so many moving parts and all that people just think, oh, well, that should be easy. Just move it back and sync it and you're ready to go. And it's just more to it than that. And how all those pieces fit together and work the right way.
All right. Well, here's what you do.
Once you get it all done, it's great.
People need to get in touch with Biz-Bob. How do they do that?
Well, the best way to get in touch is 256-337-5200. That's 256-337-5200. Or you can see our new revamped website at biz-bob.com.